Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints and children of the Most High God. Good morning, children of the Most High God. Yes, hallelujah. Good morning, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we're ever so glad in it. We thank the Lord for his mercy. We thank the Lord for his grace. We thank him for his love, his kindness. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Thank you for the joy. For the joy of the Lord is our strength, Almighty God. Oh, yes, it is. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. I tell you, what a wonderful day it is. This is the day, and we are excited. We are glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Knowing that our Father is in control. Yes, yes, yes. Ah, hallelujah. He's in control of everything. God got it. Hallelujah. The sun is coming up. Hallelujah. It has never failed since his first command. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Israel is over there and is full of people. Hallelujah. Like God had promised. This is the day that the Lord God has made. We, his children, will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. And those that are yet to be born into the kingdom. Oh, we pray God for them, and we're excited for them. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. 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 We give honor to God. We give honor to Almighty God. Yes. The maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. The giver and the receiver of life. Yes, the creator of man. The one that made man in his image and his likeness. Yes, yes, yes. We glorify, we magnify, we extol you, Almighty God, and we thank you for this day. Yes, we do. And we honor you for this day, in this day. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 It is the day that the Lord has made. He is in control of everything. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. So delighted that you're tuning in. It may, as I often say, maybe 50 years from now, 100 years from now, 2 seconds from now, whenever the Lord has touched you, and allow you to come in. We thank the Lord for you. And we earnestly pray that something will be said that will encourage you, empower you, and make a difference in your life. Amen? That's what it's all about. Yes, yes, yes. So we truly thank you for tuning in. Good morning, my sisters. Good morning. Today is Wednesday. And today is praying for America. Yes, I just saw the news on yesterday and the trial down in South Georgia. I saw some, they showed films, and I saw something. Oh, my God, oh, my God. Pray for Orby's mother and his family, because they're being forced to see some things that no mother should have to see. No mother. And we understand that she's not the only one, but she is hurting now, and she's one that we know of. Hallelujah. There are many mothers, and we can pray for them all. But when I saw the defendant's hand when they were showing the audio cam from the policeman's bodysuit, I can still see it And it is very painful that a mother would have to see. And that was just a quick shot of what I saw. But she had, my God, my God, my God, my God. God is yet on the throne. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. And we need help. We need a whole, not just a little bit here. Look, we need complete healing. And we need help now from the sanctuary of God. Hallelujah. Let's go into prayer. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. In spite of all that we see, all that negativity that we hear, we still know that you are God. You are God. Oh, my God. Nothing is hidden from you. Everything is in your control. We don't understand the whys, but we know that you know. So we put our trust in you, Almighty God. We ask you to touch those that are sick. Touch those that are being overwhelmed with situations and circumstances. Touch those that are blessed with everything their hearts desire. Let them not fall asleep. We thank you for healing bodies, for you are the God that heal your people. And we thank you. We thank you, Father, most of all, for being with us. Yes, we do. We thank you for being here with us. We thank you for touching each and every one that will hear or be a part of this time. We thank you, regardless of when it is. We thank you for making a difference in the lives of your people. We just ask, Father, wherever and whoever is in need of prayer, need of comforting, need of encouragement, we ask that you do it for them. Yes, Lord. Even the ones that may be around us and we think everything is all right, but you know, and we thank you. Oh, God, how we thank you. Thank you for making the crooked way straight. And water in the dry land. We do pray for peace in Jerusalem. Yes, we do. For that is your holy city. Yes, Lord. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray, God, for shalom for your people and nations everywhere. Hallelujah. You led us to cry out and say, peace. Your holy city, and may it prosper. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Peace. Yes, Lord. In Jerusalem. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for ordering in our steps. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your peace, your joy, your comfort, your reassurance. Yes, Lord. In the matchless name of Yeshua, the Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We know that this morning we're praying for the nations, and Elder Peterson will be leading us in that prayer. Well, she will be praying. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It just did something to me when I saw what I saw. And another thing we have to do, we're turning to Psalms 33. We can't be so wrapped up when we go to church and not be attentive to what is going on with people. Excuse me, we may be a little uncomfortable saying something to a person, but we certainly can pray and not dismiss. So we need to be sensitive in the spirit, thought I have. Well, Psalms 33, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is commonly for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery, and on an instrument of 10 keys. Yes. Sing unto him with a song, a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loves righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made and all the hosts of them. By the breath of the nation, he gathered the waters of the seas together, of the sea together, as in heat. He laid up the death in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathens to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation who God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He has fashioned their hearts alike. He considered all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their souls from death and to keep them alive in famine. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And of course, you know, we are doing Genesis 1, 1 through 3, Genesis 1, 26 through 8, Genesis 2, 1 through 3, 2 Chronicles 7, 13 through 14, and the next voice after 2 Chronicles 7, 13 through 14 would be that of our Elder Peterson. In that order, we will begin. Hallelujah. 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 I love Psalms 33. It speaks of the greatness and the wonder of our God. In the beginning, Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Oh, yes, he did. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Bless his most holy name. Genesis 1, 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. Bless his name. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rest on the seventh day. Bless his holy name. From all his work which he had made, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work. Praise the Lord. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Excuse me. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. Hallelujah. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour, yes, Lord, oh my God, to devour, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, y'all have to excuse me. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Or if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Praise the Lord. Elder.
Thank you, Lord God. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift you up. Thank you for yet another day. A day that we can come and be glad in. A day we can come rejoicing in. A day that you allowed us, oh God, to see one more time, one more opportunity to come before your very throne, to worship you, to adore you, to magnify you, knowing that you hear us when we pray, and thanking you for forgiveness, oh God. God, we thank you for being the God that you are, how you move and what you do. In spite of all that is going on, you are still God all by yourself. So God, escort us. Escort us into your holy of holies. Escort us, oh God, into where you will have us to go, where you would have us. If you take us by the hand and escort us, God, we know all will be well, and it will be pleasing in your sight. So, God, we thank you for being in the beginning. In the beginning, God, you allow us to know, God, you are first and foremost. So, God, we oh my God, King, oh my God, I bless your name in this day, another day that you have given unto us to praise your most holy name, another day you have given this nation, God, to extol thee, another day you have given this nation to bless thee, another day you have given this nation to glory thee. Oh God, let it be done. Stir up hearts, oh God, as never before. For you are great and greatly to be praised, oh God. You are gracious and you are full of compassion. And God, you are slow to anger and you are great mercy, oh God, great mercy towards man, great mercy towards this nation. You're good to all, though men that don't even know, God, how good you are. Those in positions, God, those all over, God, they men that don't know how good you are. So, God, let your glory, oh, my God, of your kingdom, oh, God, be spoken of your glory, of your kingdom. God, let it be spoken of. Let there be talk of your power, of your greatness, of your might, of your wonderful works, of your glorious majesty, of your kingdom. Oh, my God, let there be words, God, spoken of you. Let men in this nation speak of you. God, cause this nation to come together and know that they need you. There is a need for you, God. Generations ago, there was a need for you. God, generations to come, there will be a need for you. We need you, oh God. So God, as we call on you, God, we know that you hear us, God. You hear our heartbeat, oh God. Some things we may not be even able to articulate, but you know all about it. God, just as you know about the Aubrey family, oh God, and what they're facing and what their mother's going through and her heartbeat and the ache, oh God. God, and you know the sorrow and the grief, God, the degree of the pain, oh my God, you know all about it, God, you be with her, oh God, don't allow the pain and the sorrow and the grief to take over, oh God, lift her up, God, lift up her counselors, let her know that you're with her, oh God, surround her with the love, God, as never before, let her feel your very presence, oh God. God, that the people, God, will see how real you are. Oh, God, thank you for the reality of your love, oh, God. Oh, God, cause her to shiver and shake and know that it's you, God. Oh, God, and believe what you're doing, oh, God, knowing that it's not for naught, oh, God. Oh, my God, though it's tragedy, God, all things work together. God, we don't want to see such things happening in our nation, in our land, and in the world, but these things happen, oh God. You know it beforehand, oh God, and you give it to us to pray, oh God. Oh God, that we just look around and see and take note. They will see the things, they will hear the things. You will put things in the heart that's needed to be prayed for. So God, oh God, thank you for this opportunity to pray for her, and thank you for this opportunity to pray for this nation, and thank you for what you're doing in that family and how you're moving on their behalf. Thank you for doing it, oh God. Thank you for your wonderful works and your mighty acts. Thank you, Lord God, for your everlasting kingdom, oh God, your dominion throughout all generations, oh God. Oh my God, you are absolute ownership. Man may seek their own things, God, and that's self-made man, self-made woman, but God, you are ownership in the beginning, God. Oh, my God, if they could only see, God, only realize and recognize that you own everything. Let your will be done on earth, oh God, as it is in heaven. Your will be done, God, on earth as it is in heaven in this nation. For you are God, you are in the beginning, you are still God, you are Alpha and Omega, you are the beginning. Man exists because of you. You are the breath of life. You breathe life into man. Life is because of you. Oh my God, oh my God. If man would understand saying life is because of you. So God, we thank you for your word that has power.
Yes.
Your word that tells us in Psalm 144:3-4, Lord, what is man that thou takest note of him? What is man that thou takest knowledge of him? Or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like the vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Oh my God. Man don't even realize they're but a vapor. Oh my God. They can be here now in the next second. Oh my God. Not the next day, not the next hour, but the next step and they are gone. So God, we thank you for who you are. Wake up. Stir up in this nation.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
I pray, God, that your will be done in this nation. Oh, my God, that there be an unshakable foundation in this nation. You are the foundation that's needed. So, God, I pray, God, oh, my God, for your thanksgiving, God, for your loving kindness. You are a fortress. You are a high tower. You are a deliverer. You are a shield. You are a refuge. Oh, my God, it's all in you, God. You are the eternal God. Oh, my God, you never sleep. You never slumber. You're the one who is mindful of man, the man who is frail, man who is fickle, man who is weak. Man who is helpless, man who have many infirmities, God, yet you are mindful of man. You got man on your mind. God, thank you, God. We ask you to move in the conscience of man. Oh, my God, we thank you for your love. Your love is covered with all. You, for God, so loved the world. God, you covered it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Open eyes, God. The blinded eyes, the spiritual blinded eyes. Open eyes to see how good you are. Your love, your kindness, okay. Your love of God for nations. Oh, my God. Your love, God, for this nation. Oh, my God. Even though we got signs. We got posts stating that in God we trust. We got signs and posts saying one nation under God. But there's more to be done, oh my God, for the people. Even though we have those signs, God, there's so much heartbreak for various reasons. Different things taking place in the nation. For you know the heart of every human being. You know what their agenda is. So God, we thank you for this question in Psalm 8:4. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him, knowing that man is sinful and weak and miserable creature. Who forget you, God, oh my God. Who forget their duty to you, our God, oh my God. They have forgotten about you, pushed you to the side, don't acknowledge you.
God,
oh my God. You are God, oh my God. You are doing good and mighty things,
God.
You have placed man above creatures, oh my God. Look how this man is to you, oh God. Job said that man is but a worm, oh my God. But yet you place man above every creature. You look and you see beauty. You look and you see what can be. You form man of the dust of the ground. You breathe into his nostrils and man becomes. You breathe and life existed. Man became a living soul. You breathe life. You gave life. You're the author of life. You're the life giver, the life source. Oh, my God, let this nation realize that they, oh, my God, need you now, oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, God. You see what man can be, even in all of their friends. prayer to this. You
yes,
see
Lord.
What this nation can be for your glory, for
yes,
your
Lord.
Glory, God. It's
yes,
all
Lord.
About you. You being honored, you being lifted
yes,
up in this nation. It's not
thank
about
you.
Nationality, oh God. That does
mm-hmm.
not matter. You see man, not a particular race, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about denominations, God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about a powerful, influential people, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about political parties, oh God. It's
mm-hmm.
all about the Savior being exalted throughout
yes,
all
Lord.
Of the
I'm
earth, right. throughout
yes,
the nation and nations, oh God. It's really heartbreaking, oh God, to see all
yes,
of the devastation taking place in this nation. Those
yes,
who can, those who can, and those who have the means to
my
help,
God.
But yet refuse to do so. God, but thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for those who are doing their part, for those who are doing what they can do in many different ways. God, we thank you. Oh, my God, for their helping. But there is more help needed, oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There is more help needed. Oh, my God. There are means, God, that you that need to be done, things that need
yes,
to be
Lord.
Done. And the means are available, God, but they're
yes,
not
Lord.
Used for the people. Selfishness and pride is a liberty. Fleshly gratification on display. It's a stench. It's a foul odor before your nostrils, oh,
yes,
God. It's
yes,
not
God.
Pleasing in your sight, oh, God.
Yes,
but
God.
Warnings and warnings and warnings have been
yes,
going
God.
Out, oh, God. Even
yes.
like Noah, God, as he preached
yes,
140 years, oh, God.
Yes,
oh, my God, the rain was going to come. Oh, my
yes,
God, warnings and warnings and warnings are still going out. So, God, we
yes,
thank you that even
yes,
this day you're sending out warnings against this nation.
Oh, my God.
You're sending
oh, my
out
God.
Warnings against other nations. You're
yes,
sending
God.
Out warnings. No words. What's better than your word? Oh my God, it can't be altered. Oh my God. 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 May this nation, the nation, turn to you, oh God. Let the people reverence you, oh God. Let the people be taken care of, oh God. I pray that this nation pay attention to the needs presented through and through. Pay attention to what you know and not have selfish motives.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your word, your awesome
yes,
word, O God. In Isaiah 40:28, has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not.
My
neither
God.
Is he weary. Our God don't faint. He don't
my
give
God.
Up. He's the creator of the ends of the earth. No matter where you go, what you see, he is the creator. There is no searching of his
thank
understanding. So God,
thank
we
you.
Thank you. We bless you for
yes,
that
God.
We know of you. Thank you
thank
for being
you.
The God that you are. You are
thank
the everlasting God, the
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
the Creator, oh my God, the great
yes, Lord.
God, the living Savior, oh my God, thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord
God, for your word that's powerful, your word
yes,
that's penetrating
Lord.
Heart,
yes,
even now, to know the great Creator, to know that
thou
art God, no matter what man say, try to dismiss
yes,
who you are, you are still God regardless,
thank
so God,
Lord.
I thank you for your
thank
word
you,
in Isaiah 42:8. I am the Lord.
Mm.
That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another.
Yes.
Neither my praise
yes.
to a graven image, to any graven image.
God
will not give his glory. Oh my God, his glory does not belong to man. His glory does not belong to man, nor his praise, nor his praise. Shall praise no idols, none living things. Oh my God.
Thank
it belongs to him. It does not belong to man. He says, I am the Lord. That is my name. He is the I am. He is the great I am that will never change. So God, thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for how you are moving. Thank you for your great, great. Thank you, Lord God, that you are moving as we speak, as we call on your name. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you are awesome. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. Oh, my God, my God, my God, have your divine way, oh, God. Move like you want to move, oh, God. Speak what you want to speak, oh, God. Thank you for your word, God. In Psalm 29:1, give unto the Lord, oh, you mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Thank you for your word, God. Give what's due unto you. Give you honor in everything. Give you honor in every way. Worship you. You are Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you. You're the one that gives strength. You're the one that raised us. You're the one that brings us. So we know there's nothing new under the sun. God calls man to wake up, to realize, that they need you right where they are at this very moment. This nation needs you. Thank you for your awesome word in Psalm 33:4. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his words are done in truth. Oh, my God, your word is right. Your word don't change. Your word is already settled in heaven. So, God, those that don't line up, oh, God, your word, oh, my God, has been spoken to them. So, God, we thank you, God. Let your word, God, be spoken in this nation. Let all the work be done, God, in the truth of your word in this nation. Thank you, Lord God, for how you continue to move. Thank you for your word that's moving even now, God. Word of Psalm 33:8-9. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Be in awe of you, all of the earth, oh my God. All of the inhabitants in the earth, all in this nation, this nation, God, fear you, reverence you, be in awe of you. Oh, stand on your word, speak what right, deliver your word as you have given it, speak to your leaders everywhere, deal with hearts, oh God, let conscience be aware and alert that thou art God, discern you, there is none other. Let all the reverence you, Lord, that all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of who you are, for you spake and it was done. Oh my, you commanded and it stood fast. It had to do what you commanded it to do. Oh my God, what you said come forth, it had to come forth. So God, we thank you that as your word is spoken, it's going out, it's not coming back void. It shall accomplish what it's sent forth to do. It shall reach the targets, oh my God, that it's meant to reach. So we thank you now for your powerful word. Thank you, Lord, because your word is awesome. Your word is great and greatly to be praised. So God, we thank you. For Psalm 31:19-20, Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Thank you for your word that encourages the people. Thank you for your word, O God, to remind the people that you are still with them, that you are now unto them in this nation, regardless of what's going on, how hard things get. So, God, I pray that they go ahead and rejoice. Oh, ye righteous, go ahead and rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Oh, ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. The Lord is the strength of those who are his. He is the saving strength of his anointed. Oh, my God, thank you for your grace. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you for those who are walking upright before you in this nation, who are declaring your goodness in your nation. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And Psalm 147, 11, the Lord take a pleasure in them that fear him and those that hope in his mercy. So, God, thank you for being pleased with those who are walking upright before you, for those who are calling on your name, for those who are seeking your faith, for those who seek you early shall find you. Thank you, God, that we can knock, we can ask, we can seek, and know that you hear, know that you're not a far off. Thank you for moving, God. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord. God, for all of your goodness in this nation, even though it's not lining up with your word, but we thank you, God, that you can move, God, in a way that man know not of. God, man was not there when you created the heaven and the earth. Man had no idea that they were going to be in creation. They had no idea that you were going to make them, but you had man on your mind. So, God, we thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you that you're stretching out the hands of the enemy. Thank you for those, God, oh my God, that will seek you.
Thank you,
Lord God, for what you're doing in this nation. How you're moving in this nation. Oh, God, stir up, God. Deliver, God. Set free, God. Bring out, oh God, let man know that you are real, that the hope, God, must be in you. You are man's hope. There is no other way. Can't go over you, God. Can't go around you, God. Can't go under you, God. Must come in at the door. And you are the door. So, God, thank you. No matter what nation think they can do, those who are making decisions, oh, God, let them know that you are God. Deal with their hearts. Bring down all that needs to be brought down. Build up those that need to be built up. Lift up hearts. Lift up countenance. Oh, God, we thank you for how you're moving already, what you're doing already. So, God, we glorify you, we magnify you. Thank you that you hear us. Thank you, God, for using our lips, using our voices, oh, God. Thank you for being available. Thank you, Lord God, for you choosing to use whom you use, God. Thank you, God, for those that will declare your good news, who will stand in this nation, who will stand up, God, and declare war, God, against the things that go against you, oh God, who will stand against the current, who will fight the good fight of faith, who will war warfare. God, we thank you, God. Continue to send forth your warnings after warnings this nation will line up, God, as your word has said. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you, God. Yes, we glorify you and magnify you. God,
yes,
get your glory, God. You be
yes,
lifted
Lord.
Up. You be
thank
praised,
you, Lord.
God. Let me realize and recognize everywhere, all over
yes,
the
Lord.
World, you are God. And besides
you,
there is none other. We thank you for
thank
this
you,
opportunity, Lord.
Lord
God. It's not
thank
taken
you,
lightly. Thank you for what you
thank
continue
you,
to do
Lord.
In this nation,
for
thank your people, for the other family and other mothers going
yes,
through such
Lord.
A good deal.
Yes.
We bless
yes.
you, God, for you have
oh,
already
my.
Taken it in control.
Yes.
You are in control, God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You. And
thank
we
you.
Bless you.
Yes,
give
Lord.
It to you. We leave it at your feet. We believe
yes,
your report. And
oh,
we stand
God.
On your word. We count it for your glory.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Your
thank
and
you.
So it is. Thank you, and it
yes,
is so.
It is.
Thank
it
you,
is.
Lord. And amen and amen yes. to the glory. God, thank you for thank you. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, hallelujah. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, thank you, God. Oh my God, oh my God, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for doing it, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, God.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Let there be a pushing, God. Oh, my God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Thank
oh,
you,
my
Lord.
God. Let the people push and press, God.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be after you, oh, God. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Your Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank
oh,
you.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my
thank
God.
You,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For the hopeless, oh, God, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
oh, my God. Oh, my God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God,
thank
you. Thank
you,
thank you for standing here, Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
you for being helpful, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being helpful, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Almighty God.
God, thank you for being so real, God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Strengthen, God. Strengthen, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You hold it in.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Mary. Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you, sweet Savior.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God.
God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you, Lord.
Pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord for the prayer that has gone forth.
And we thank the Lord for the manifestation of the request. We ask the Lord to restore and refresh Elva and thank her. We thank God for her obedience, not to count it robbery, to come forth and be faithful every Wednesday morning and to lead us in prayer, praying for our nation, for truly our nation is in need of much prayer, sincere prayer, hallelujah. Need one who will stand, need those who will stand and present the petition before the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. So we ask that God, you refresh her and restore her. Hallelujah. Breathe on her, God. And we thank you for meet her at her point of need. Where she's weak, she's strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Breathe on the Spirit of the living God. Continue to speak to her and through her. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for her duty. Hallelujah. And being faithful to you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord for, again, Elder being so faithful and so sincere in her prayer time. Yes, Lord, bringing it before the Lord. Hallelujah. God knows what he's going to do, but our duty is to present it to him. Hallelujah. In faith, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And again, remember the scriptures that she laid out before us that we are to take them. I'll go over them. If I got it right, she had to correct me. Psalms 84, Psalms 139, Isaiah 40 and 25, Isaiah 42 and 8, Psalms 29 and 1. If I'm not correct, Elder, just zip it over to me. Psalms 33 and 4, Psalms 33, 8 through 9, Psalms 31 and 19, Psalms 147 and 11. I guess I'm not the one, I'm not a good secretary because I get too involved and I try to remember. But anyway, we thank the Lord. And if there are any corrections, I'll do everything I can to send them out to you so that we can, in our devotion time, prayer time, we can pray the scriptures so that we can keep this nation ever before the Lord and that the saints, oh God, oh my God, who are needing some strength, yeah, stay on the right path. Yes, I guess that's right. I am thinking about America, and we need so much help. And the only place that we can get it is from the Lord. And the arrows need to be shot over here as we call out for America, as we call out for our nation, and the arrows of help from the sanctuary covering this nation. My God, my Father and our God. And we're not selfish, but you just have to fix your house. Your house, you have to fix your house. You have to fix your house. And our house needs fixing. Yes, it does. And we don't forget other nations. But we thank the Lord for helping every nation. Because he said, all souls are mine. But we need help. And we recognize it. Amen. And thank God. It's a beautiful day because God is in control. Yes, it is. It's a beautiful day. I'm going to say this real quick. I was in service, and I don't know why it keeps coming up. It's like, I remember, I may have mentioned it yesterday, when I was going to a location, I had resolved that that's where I was going to live. And I had gotten a prophecy from this lady. She told me, she said, I see you in Virginia preaching to a large congregation. I said, Virginia? I don't know nobody in Virginia, you know. But I said, oh, okay. I figured somewhere along the line. Well, most of you who know me know what had happened with Virginia. But I'll share this. I wasn't sure why the Lord wanted me to make that trip. And now I know. And I want to say to the younger people, you cannot dictate to God what you're going to do, what he, you want. This is how you have it planned out. That don't do that. You just gonna cause yourself frustration. God knows the plans he has for you, and we must yield to God's will for our life and really understand what that's saying. You cannot dictate to God. You cannot dictate to God what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. Ask God, what is it that he has for you to do? And be willing and yielding to him. You have to do that. God have a plan, and he's going to work his plan. Yes, God have a plan. Be obedient. When you put your hand on the plow, you should have considered there is no turning back. Yet you don't know what's in front of you. All you have is a yes, God, and the confidence that he is God, and he promised never to leave you. Never to leave you. Mama leave you. Daddy will leave you. Sister leave you. Your best friend, your spouse will leave you, but not God. He know the plans that he has for you. Don't get all discombobulated when you find yourself not knowing where to go. You do know where to go. You go to God. You got off track somewhere. You feel that God, oh, he's not with me. God, where is God? Where is God? God is always, he's with you. It's our sensory that is fooling us. It's the wind of life. Stay on your knees. Stay before God. And learn to hear his voice. Yes. Hallelujah. We thank Elder for that powerful prayer. Numbers 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. God, we take nothing for granted. We take nothing for granted. Oh, meet every need, Lord. Every need. Jude 1:24 and 5. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the confidence. God got you. Love you. Thank you for tuning in.